Well, it's still a bit of a mystery how the first copy of Cold Fact actually came to South Africa, but it spread very quickly. To many of us South Africans, he was the soundtrack to our lives.
Sugar man, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of these scenes.
Cape Town record store owner Steven Seegerman is talking about Rodriguez, a folk rock troubadour from the American Midwest city of Detroit, who cut a couple of albums in the 1970s, but they flopped, and he went on with his life. As Stockholm-based filmmaker Malik Bendjelloul discovered, the music took on a life of its own on the other side of the world.
In 2006, I was traveling around Africa and South America for 6 months looking for stories. And in Cape Town, I met Steven Sugar Seegerman, the detective in this story. And he told me how this all came about. And I was like, well, this is the best story I think I ever heard in my life. It's about a man who didn't know he was famous.
The system's gonna fall soon to an angry young tune. And that's a concrete cold fact.
In the film, Seegerman explains how Rodriguez's songs, including Sugar Man and I Wonder, became anthems for the country's white youth who began to stand up against apartheid.
In the mid-70s, if you walked into a random white liberal middle-class household that had a turntable and a pile of pop records, and if you flipped through the records, you would always see Abbey Road by the Beatles, you would always see Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel, and you would always see Cold Fact by Rodriguez. To us, it was one of the most famous records of all time. The message it had was, be anti-establishment. And the one song's called the Anti-Establishment Blues. We didn't know what the word anti-establishment was until it cropped up on a Rodriguez song. And then we found out, it's okay to protest against your society, to be angry with your society.
But Rodriguez remained a mystery, and rumors even spread that he had committed suicide during a performance. Seegerman and a South African journalist friend set out to discover the true story, a quest that led them to a run-down Detroit neighborhood where they found their hero very much alive, but totally unaware of his fame and the impact of his music. Rodriguez says he's grateful his message found an audience.
In the film itself, it points out how it was banned from certain radio play, and if they don't want you to listen to it, and if they don't want you to talk about it, they really pretty much don't want you to think about it either. You know, I think people need to express themselves.
Thanks for keeping me alive.
Searching for Sugar Man includes scenes from the 1998 Cape Town concert that marked Rodriguez's first visit to South Africa. Since then, he's been back several times. He's recording new music and is still commenting on social issues. The documentary won a special grand jury prize at the 2012 Sundance Film Festival. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.